Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
People of the Word. Haggai appears on the historical scene for just 5 months, but what a bright light he shines. He is the first of three post-exilic prophets to encourage the Israelites who have returned to Jerusalem. Before we talk about Haggai's ministry, we need a brief grammar lesson. Specifically, let's look at two prefixes, un and non. Both of them ultimately mean not, but there is a distinction that we need to consider when it comes to the Bible. Unbiblical would mean something contrary to the teaching of the Bible, while non-biblical is something that may or may not be correct, but it's not specifically mentioned in the Bible. Let me give you an example from my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. Chris asked me whether I preferred the title senior pastor or lead pastor. This is a non-biblical issue. That is, it doesn't really matter to me because neither of those titles are found in the Bible. Technically, the word pastor isn't in the Bible either. The word that is usually translated pastor is really a herdsman or a shepherd. The problem is that if we put too much focus on non-biblical things, those things can end up becoming unbiblical pursuits. Like when Jesus took the Pharisees to task for their focus on traditions over Scripture. See Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. I wrote Shepherd Leadership mainly to get pastors and church leaders to spot non-biblical metrics, which may have sneakily turned into unbiblical pursuits, so that they could return to pure biblical principles. In the preface of my book, I wrote, "My larger concern is that churches, parachurch organizations, and nonprofit ministries that are largely founded to fulfill a biblical mandate are straying from the simple, freeing truths found in the Bible." Or maybe I should say that they are adding things to their ministries that aren't in the pages of Scripture. Whichever way you want to say it, the result is the same. We are using the wrong metrics to define success for our ministries. I fear that in our focus on unbiblical practices, we are missing the joy of really doing ministry. Haggai calls God's people to return to God's Word. This is the second shortest book in the Old Testament, at just 38 verses long, yet Haggai says something like, "This is what God says," 28 times in those 38 verses. Haggai also records 5 times that God says, "Give careful thought to your ways." This phrase literally means to take a strong hold on each thought and examine it intensely. This idea is always connected to a phrase like, "This is what the Lord Almighty says." See chapter 1, verses 5 and 7. Chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, and 17 and 18. In other words, we are to thoughtfully examine our lifestyle with God's Word being the standard of measurement. Paul made a similar connection in the New Testament. "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Jesus did this too. When speaking to the religious leaders, he said, "You are wrong because you know neither the Scriptures nor God's power," Matthew 22, verse 29. And even with his own disciples, he had to open their minds to see how the Scriptures pointed to him and were fulfilled in him, Luke chapter 24, verses 25 to 27, and verses 44 and 45. Indeed, the phrase, "it is written," is used 75 times in the New Testament. That's why Haggai's words still ring true to us today. Give careful thought to how you live in light of how God says you should be living. Christians need to, 1, hear the Word of God every day, 2, consider their lives in light of the Word of God, and 3, obey what the Word of God is saying to us. We must become people of the Word of God, or else we run the very real risk of letting our non-biblical decisions spiral downward into a sinful, unbiblical lifestyle that grieves the heart of God. If you've missed any of the messages in our series, Major Lessons from Minor Prophets, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.